Hello.
Hello there, is it Yvette?
Who's calling, sorry?
It's Ben calling from MMA Legal. It's in regards to the inquiry you've made into the Scottish Redress Scheme, Yvette.
In the what, sorry?
The Scottish Redress Scheme for your time in care.
Oh, hi, yes.
Yep. So it's just to really get that set up for you and let you know exactly what you can claim and why you can claim it, if that was a good time.
Right, okay.
Okay, perfect. So just to confirm, I've got your name as Yvette Harris, is that correct, my love?
It is, yes.
Fantastic, no problem. Let's just get make a note of that. Okay, fantastic. And Yvette, just to confirm there, I've got an email address for you of yayax741@gmail.com. Is that correct?
It is.
Yeah, fantastic there, Yvette. So just to confirm as well, Yvette, we've got obviously a mobile number for you, the one we're calling you on today. Is it always best to get you on this mobile number?
It is, yes. It's the only one.
Yeah. Okay, fantastic. Not a problem there. That's fine. And Yvette, could you just confirm for me your date of birth, please?
Yeah, of course. It's the 23rd of 8, 79.
Fantastic. No problem there. Okay. That's fine. Let me load up the form now, Yvette, that we need. So obviously, can we send the details to you? So I've got only 2 seconds. Okay, perfect. So Yvette, could you just confirm for me your door number and your postcode, please?
Yeah, so it's 129.
Yep.
And the postcode is Sierra Tango 161 Papa
yep.
Sierra. Now, do I have to still be based in Scotland? Because I moved to England a long, long time ago.
You just need to have been in care whilst in Scotland, that's all it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is it Second Avenue you live on at the moment, Yvette?
It is.
Yeah, and what number is it on Second Avenue?
129.
129, fantastic. Yvette, have you ever been known by any other names at all?
No.
No names, no problem. It's fine. Okay. That's fine, my love. And what are your parents' names, Yvette? What were they called? Or are they called?
Anne Harris.
And then
Aaron Harris.
How are you spelling Aaron?
So it's A-A.
Yep.
And then R.
Yep.
And then O-N.
O-N, perfect. No
yeah.
problem. And do you know where you lived before you went into care at all?
Yes, it was Ayrshire, so Stevenson.
Yep. So I'm going to write it down for you, Stevenson in Ayrshire. Okay. And do you have any siblings at all? Any brothers or sisters?
I do, yes, I have 3.
And what are their names, Yvette?
So that would be, well, I say have 3, I have 2 now, 1 recently passed, unfortunately.
Oh, sorry.
Do you need his name as well?
Just all 3, just so when we do
yep,
a search
so,
for local authorities to get your care records.
Yep, so it's Tony, so you would have had Anthony.
Yep.
Harris.
Yep.
And then Marcus Harris.
Yep.
And then Scott Harris.
That's Scott Harris. Okay, that's fine. And phone is short for Anthony, you say, yeah?
It is, yes.
Yep, that's it. And what authority were you cared under? What was your local authority at the time there, Yvette?
Oh, gosh, now you're asking. It's been so many years. I'm not sure. I really
would
it
have
been Irish? I mean,
yeah, do you
reckon I mean,
it
was... It would have been Ayrshire, yeah. I can't imagine it would have been anything else. I mean, it might have come under Clyde Bank or something like that at this time.
Clyde Bank, yeah. I'll make a note of that as well, then. That's fine. Okay, no problems there. That's fine. Make sure we've got the right details for you. And is that how old was you when you got placed into care? So how old was you when you actually went into care?
Oh, gosh, about roughly between the ages of 10 to 11.
10 and 11, okay. About 10 and 11. And do you know what establishment you was placed into, so where you actually went to?
So I was at 2 different places. So
yep.
I can't remember the name of the first one. I just remember it used to be in Largs.
Yeah, okay, no problem.
I can't I'm ever so sorry, I can't remember the actual name of the place. And
no,
then
no problem.
The second one was sort of like a listy school, but it was care.
Yep.
Okay. And that was in Snowdon, Spittle Street.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, not Snowden. Sterling.
Sterling Spittle Street.
Yes. I can't remember the name of that either, unfortunately, but it's somewhere by the castle.
Yeah. Let's have a look. Because, like I say, we don't need to know, really, because when we go to the local authority, they will give us all the information we need anyway.
Yeah.
So it's good if we've got a little link and where it was. So let's have a quick look. So, was it Industrial School, Snowden School for Girls?
No, no. So, it was Sterling, sorry, not Snowden.
No, no, I understand that. The name of the actual... We've got one here. Industrial School / Snowden School for Girls, 12.
It was all girls. There was no lads there, so it could actually be that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was the only one that was in that area.
Okay, that may be why you got Snowden in your head, to be fair. The name of it. So let's have a look. So School for Girls. But it is on Spittle Street as well, so... And it's in Sterling.
Yeah, that'll be the one.
Sterling, Sterling for you. Okay, and with the first one, how long was you in there for?
Oh, I was in there for roughly about 12 months, and then they moved me to Snowden, and I was there for like 4 to 5 years then.
Okay, 4 to 5 years.
And I was basically from the ages of between 10 to, I think it was just before my 16th birthday.
Okay, that's about. And Yvette, do you have anyone you'd like to put down as your beneficiary? So, for example, if something obviously was to happen to you, God forbid it does, but over the next course of the next year, who would you like to receive your money if you're not there to receive it?
That would probably be my eldest child, which is my daughter.
Yeah, and what's her name?
So it's Aisha, which is IYEESHA.
Perfect. Same surname as yourself?
She's Hassel Harris, so double-barreled.
Yep. Okay. How are you spelling the first surname?
Yeah, so it's HASS.
Yep.
ALL, and then hyphenated, and Harris.
Yep. Perfect. Similar to my child's name, to be fair. It's got a little hyphen in there.
yeah.
So on. Okay. So as we're talking, actually, I'm just filling out these details for you as well. So, do you have a telephone number for Aisha at all?
I have, yes. Just bear with me one second. I'll get hold of that while you're on the phone, if that's okay.
Yep. Perfect. Not a problem at all.
No worries. Yes. So, her phone number is 07585.
Yep. 585, yeah.
And then we have 593.
Yep.
761.
Perfect. Now, they will only contact Aisha if something does happen to you, of course. Like, say, God forbid it does, but they will only contact her for that reason. Now, this is for your statement now. So, when you first went into the first children's home, so when you went into, so when, right, then when I was placed into... Yeah, so what was the kind of abuse you were feeling when you was into the first children's home? You know, was it like mental, physical?
Definitely, both. It was, so this was to do what they would class as restraining, but it was actually where they would, you know, they would hold you down in position and, like, you know, loads of them, pretty much all the staff members would sit on top of you, they'd squeeze your throat, they'd threaten you with, you know, language. So quite verbally and physically abusive, to be fair. They'd lock you in rooms, all that kind of thing. You couldn't get out. Sometimes you'd be in there for a few days, you know. You wouldn't be allowed out to that sort of what they call the community room, which is where you interact with all the other children and things like that, you know. So, yeah, it was quite an unwelcoming environment, shall we say.
Yep. That's the first one. And what about when you was in Snowden? Because you was in Snowden for quite a bit longer.
I was in Snowden for quite some time. Again, it was a similar sort of thing. So, we would be locked in our rooms, like literally locked in our rooms from roughly around 8:30 in the evenings, and then not allowed back out until I think it was about 6:30 in the morning. So we were locked down all that time. We were only allowed out for, you know, breakfast, lunches, that kind of thing, because the schooling was also within there. So we never got out of that building, basically. And then it was the same, similar sorts of things. You know, they would, they'd probably, I mean, because we had men that worked in that one as well. The other one was the majority of women. But again, it was a similar sort of thing. They were quite verbally abusive. You know, they'd say just really seedy things towards you. And then you'd have, like, lots of them just kind of, you know, sat on top of you. I mean, I remember a particular incident where, you know, because loads of girls, you know what you're like when you're teenagers, arguing and all the rest of it, to the point where one of the staff members had actually physically assaulted the girl that, you know, was in an argument with. And I ended up getting through halfway across what they call the common room, and my head actually went through the glass window.
Did you make a note of this? Is there like a report to like social work?
There should have been a report done on that, but again, I don't know how culpable they are, and you know, that would obviously be in their records. And then similar sort of things, you know, they'd restrain you, they'd put you in what they called, I can't remember what it was called now, but it was sort of like they'd sit on top of you, and then one of the gentlemen that worked there in particular, he would hold you down with his arm across your throat, and you would just sort of stuck there. But it was always, you couldn't get up, you couldn't move. He'd be doing that, and then you'd have another one that would sit in your legs, another one that would have your arms twisted up your back, and
So about that time, you felt like you couldn't be able to breathe as well. I mean, with all that happening, I know myself. That's it.
Trying to fight for bleeding now, and trying to, you know, sort of say to them, you know, can't breathe, can't breathe, barely talk, and they just wouldn't listen until they thought you were in a position where, you know, you were weak enough to be carted back off into your bedroom and put in lockdown again. So
that sounds horrible, to be fair. I mean, we're getting it quite a lot, to be fair. We've Scotland children, so like I say, we've got thousands and thousands of cases against them. Just for the way they'd be with the type of people there, like, say, even if it was just, a lot of people we speak to, they'll make an inquiry and they'll say, well, I weren't really abused. And then when we actually speak to them, we find out what they went through. We'll just say to them every time, you've been abused.
Oh, gosh, it's horrible. I mean, the amount of things that you used to see if you weren't involved, that they would do to, like, other people that were in there, you know, other kids. It was disgusting. Yeah. Absolutely vile.
Especially as well, if you're going to do that kind of job, then you should have a duty of care.
The thing, and I have an autistic child.
Yep.
I mean, he's almost 17 now, you know, and it's unfortunately for him, he can't adjust his behaviour. So, you know, we as the adults and the parents have to adjust how we relate to him. And it's even sometimes the environment that he's in within his school at the moment. You know, there's one particular staff member that I have continual issues with, so I've now got to the point where I've had to lodge formal complaints.
Yeah.
Because it affects his mental health, you know, so.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, it's a long-term effect, isn't it? So it's something often to see when you're young. You know, for example, if the best way of putting it is if, for example, somebody like nearly drowns when they're a child and they can't swim, they hate water for the rest of their life.
Exactly. It's a trauma it creates, isn't it, you know?
That's the one. So just to confirm with yourself, Aisha, so you went, so you were 10 or 11 when you went into care, so it would have been 1990. Yeah. So 1990
I think it would have been, I mean, you could be looking between 89 to 91. It was later.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Like, okay, we just need an understanding about it. For example, if you was on this call now with your vet and you didn't know anything at all apart from your details, we could still do the claim for you, because at the end of the day, once we get your records from the local authority anyway, we'll have all the information we need. So, like I say, even if they've not put down the abuse, as long as we know you was in these children's homes, around the times you've said, not a problem at all. We can obviously still look into it for you. Details down for you. Now, there is two things we do require from you to obviously lodge a complaint and obviously make a claim for you. Now, it's photo ID and proof of address. Now, this could be a driving license, a passport, a bus pass, anything with your picture on, really. And
then the letter. I do have them passport and driving license, though.
Perfect. So if I send you a quick WhatsApp messenger on your phone, Yvette?
I do, yes.
Perfect. So what I'll do is I'll send you a quick WhatsApp message over. All I need to do is that, if you can do it now while I'm just getting all these documents ready, you just get your driving license or passport ready, or bus pass, whichever you've got, and then just a letter dated in the last 3 months.
A letter in the last 3 months?
Yeah, it can be any letter at all.
No problem, bear with me 1 second, and I shall sign those for you.
Perfect. I sent you a quick message via WhatsApp just now, Yvette, so that should be on your phone for you as well.
Just apologies, I'm just trying to get the driver's license out the wallet. It doesn't come out very often.
All of that. When you do take the picture, all corners, and then exactly the same with the letter as well, so the full letter.
Sorry,
okay.
Can you just repeat that? Apologies, you completely cut out a minute ago.
No, of course I can't. So when you do take the picture of that, to make sure to include the full license, all corners of the license, and the same with the letter as well, the full picture. Okay.
No worries.
Perfect.
Just bear with me 1 second.
No, just take your time. No rush with it. Take your time.
Gosh, I can't seem to find a letter. I don't know what's going on there.
No problem. I don't want to take your time with that. No problem at all.
Everything's on leading line these days, isn't it?
To be fair, if you do need to use an online bill, you can do. So as long as it's dated, you can use an online bill. You know, like a utility bill if it's online.
Yeah.
You show your name, your address, and the dates.
Okay. Have a look in the telephone here with my name and address on that. Yeah, I might have to have a quick look in my email because these are to do with my son's ones.
Okay.
These are about the only ones I have that comes here really, which is because obviously he's disability. So,
yeah,
but they're on his name now. What have I got here? National Grid. Is that any good?
That'll be fine. As long as it's dated after December, you're okay.
I've got, no. That's a very old one then. Where are we?
Quite
that's
a long time ago.
Honestly, that's like 2025 back in August, that one. Right, it's definitely going to have to be online, so just bear with me 1 moment and I'll pop into my email. And what I'll do is
I'll take
a quick picture of the driver's license and I'll send you that, and then I'll go into the email and have a little look at
Like I say, just any you could use like for example, we don't really tend to use them, but we tell people they can, like a bank statement. You know, if you log into your bank and you've got your bank statement with a date and your name, you could use that. People don't like using that, which is why I don't really. That says you've all something that's on it and stuff. But anything at all like that.
Right.
I've got your ID, so that's great.
Right.
That's great, your ID.
And I'll pop into.
No problem.
I might have a statement on my email.
Yeah.
My bank.
Everything's done.
I know.
No, everything's electronic now.
Yeah, they tend to, like, my bank is, like, they're every 6 months. So it might have to be, let's have a look. Oh, I know, 1 second. Right, let me see, where are we? Billing. Is Tuk Tuk Bill any good? That's the first one that's popped up.
That'll be perfect.
Okay.
So, any letter at all?
That's on email. Is that acceptable?
That's perfectly fine.
That's
so as long
right.
as it's got your name and the date on it and your address, that's perfectly fine. That's great stuff. So you want to download that for me?
Oh, hang on a moment. Yeah, no, it's got my name and bill amount and date, but there's no address on that one, so that's no good.
No address. Yeah, we would need the address on there.
Yeah, just bear with me one second, lovely. I'm just in my bills now. Because when they send you confirmation and things, a lot of them won't actually have it, the address on, so you have to actually go in.
Yeah.
So just give me a moment and I'll have a quick look for you. Download. There we go, bill details.
You getting anywhere with it, over?
Yeah, I'm just,
look?
It keeps kicking me out, so I'm going to pop into my Netflix, because that's usually all displayed. It just,
yeah,
I just have to get the out, it keeps disconnecting, so it won't let me in.
Oh, okay, no problem.
So I've just come into a different one to get the details of that. Hopefully that one will be a lot more willing to cooperate with me today.
Gotcha.
It's just to send you all these codes, make sure that you're you know, all the good stuff.
No, they do. It's a good reason, I like saying, stop some of people logging into your documents to be first. It is for us, but it is annoying when, especially when you change your number as well and it sends you a code and you've got a total different number.
Find my billing details. Right. I'll be in there. I'm trying to find where all the bleeding payments are, but I can't find. A bit rubbish here. right, maybe in there. Membership, perhaps. Manage. Just keep clicking. Every time I click on where it says account, and it just comes up with change plan, or it tells me how I pay them. But it, I mean, at the top it's got my name, but the rest of it doesn't say nothing.
Yeah. Do you have online banking as well, though, is
it? Do you have what, sorry?
Online banking. Because if you go on online banking, you could just open a statement and just screenshot it. Because that's going to have your name, your address, everything else for you.
Right, let's do that.
Yeah, it might be a bit easier. Actually, we only need a screenshot of that. That's it.
Okay. Account. Right, up there, it's got account details.
Drag one like my documents on my statements, and then any document or statement should be fine as long as it's in date.
Yeah, it doesn't have the address. That's the only thing. It doesn't. It's got everything
that's
except
the
address. So it will show me everything apart from my actual address. So I've got statements, I've got budgeting, I've got cards. I've checked them all, and all of them give all details, but not my address at the bottom. I've even...
Are they in date as well?
They are, yeah. But they just don't have... they don't have the address confirmation on there that you need to see. Mm. I've even gone into, like, you know, where it says pay, where you can move and pay money over,
yep,
and all that kind of thing. It's got everything except the address.
Yeah, try and send a picture of that. We'll see if the solicitors will accept that. Because as long as it's dated, it might be okay. It just really depends, really.
Okay, nothing, no problem.
We'll try and use that. See, I'd say if not, by the time hopefully they'll need one, we should hopefully, you know, you would have had a letter delivered or something along those lines.
No worries. It won't let me take a screenshot.
Oh, is it Barclays?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had the same problem.
It's booting me out of that.
Yeah. Right, I'll tell you what.
Let me see. What I'll do is, lovely, so I'm not keeping you on the phone for ages.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find, because I know that I've got, like, gas and electric on.
Yeah.
I don't think you can do it online, but I'm sure there's a bill somewhere dated from 3 months ago in my email. So I'll find that, and as soon as I find it, I'll take a screenshot of that and send it over to the WhatsApp. Would that be all right?
Not a problem with it. I'll leave that with you. So just before I do let you go with that, I just need to do a small script to explain your funding options. So there are three ways you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. Of course, you can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme up to £2,000. He's paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Now, we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Basically, about what it is, it's a no-win, no-fee agreement. So if you are unsuccessful, no fee at all for you. Now, these claims are suggesting to be taken anywhere from 8 to 12 months. And on the end of it there, if it is a win, our fee is 16%. Okay?
Yeah.
So with the AT's 20%, it works as. Now, I'm going to send you a link over for you to sign while you're looking for that letter, Yvette. So you look on your text message in a moment or your email. You should have a link from Ben Jacobs, which is myself. Okay?
No problem.
Perfect. Well, I'll send that over now there for you. Yvette, like I said, if you don't have any trouble with it, just give me a call back or send me a quick WhatsApp message, and I'll give you a call and explain what to do. But once you've found the letter, like I said, just ping it over to the WhatsApp for me. Okay, my love?
All right, lovely. I will do. Thanks again for being ever so patient.
No problem, Yvette. If you do struggle...
You
Yeah, no worries. If you struggle at all with that, just send me a quick WhatsApp and I'll give you a call, okay?
All right then, lovely. No worries.
Right.
Thank you. I'll get
Cheers,
that done now.
Cheers.
All right,
Mama.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.